I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
But Jane does too.
I know, Jane is for sure represents the goth in all of us.
Yep. She's carrying the torch.
Well.
Far and wide. I mean, she is really hanging on to that and going forward with that. The cure.
She sacrifices for fashion with the heavy black fur coat and
the big boots,
the tight black pants, yeah. And the boots.
Mm-hmm. Got going on. No, listen, that Jane's sparkle eye makeup that didn't put itself on.
Do you think? Honestly, I got a question for you. Do you think Jane, when she gets home, puts on sweatpants and sneakers? I bet she doesn't.
If she does, they're black.
Yeah.
I don't even think that she can let it down.
Didn't she send us a picture? Nightgown.
She did. Something.
It was like a purple leopard. Black and purple leopard nightie.
Just like a little, so lounge around the house kind of thing.
Yeah.
Of course, leopard print, so I guess that's goth fringe. I don't know. Anyway, cure. This has nothing to do with anything. This is what you need to know. Here's your takeaway. Text CURE, C-U-R-E, to 72881 by the end of this hour. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply.
The Addams Family didn't put on sweatpants and sneakers, right?
But they were on TV, so maybe those actors.
But I picture her very much like a 60s sitcom where she
does
gets
she live
home
in a haunted mansion?
And slides into a different outfit, but most definitely not downdressing.
Her Morticia.
Right.
Like maybe a gown.
Puts on her Morticia gown. House coat and those high heels with a little black poof on the front.
Right.
Sure.
Don't you?
Yeah. I like to think of it like that because I can't imagine her just wearing, holy.
I mean, Sarah and I do it, so why wouldn't Jane?
Right. The minute I get home, the bra comes off and I have these pair of sweatpants and my favorite ones are really getting bad. There's nothing around the waist at all. Like they didn't have elastic to start with. They had like a little drawstring.
Yeah.
And that drawstring's long gone. So basically I just pull them up and I pull a shirt over them and the shirt kind of holds them up. They're so comfortable. And that's what Jane probably wears.
How does a shirt hold your pants up?
It's like tight enough-ish around. Like I sort of try to make the two fabrics stick one to the other. It sort of holds it up. And then I don't run or anything. And I have to hold them up with my hands sometimes.
Typically, I see your t-shirts are super baggy at home. Aren't they?
But they're always tighter around your hips.
They are.
Because a woman has hips that go out a little bit further.
Oh, that makes sense.
And they can hold, so the shirt can hold your sweatpants up for you. Big old booty, Sarah.
I get it now. That makes sense, because you have wider hips.
I'll show you next time you come over.
Right.
Tomorrow, we do the podcast.
Do it tomorrow. We're going to need a
photo.
I'll
put my sweatpants on.
You change for the podcast?
She doesn't typically, but maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll put on my...
Ever have any accidents where just pants fall to the floor? Or?
No.
Hands on the ground.
I'm very aware of how high up they are, and if they start to fall, I pull them up.
Nobody in your family pantses you?
No, they would never do that to me. They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They don't want to make me cry. Nobody wants me to cry.
I used to do that to my mom all the time.
My pants are down.
That's living with a bunch of boys in your 20s, 19s, 20s.
Yeah.
You got loose pants on.
They just
you're
don't
losing
see
those in
mom's
front of some chick.
Cheesy thighs, I guess that's it. I'm safe from them. Okay, guys.
Did you just say cheesy thighs?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm sure that nobody wants to see that. Congratulations. She just went into labor 5 minutes ago and she's already had the baby. the baby's here. It's a boy.
Yay.
The baby in question is. What is the child of a duke and duchess? Just like a little princeling or
nothing.
Something?
Yeah.
What is it? Just a
nothing.
Oh, I thought
future
he would be a
duke?
Prince.
I don't really know how it all works.
A rich kid.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he is.
A party at a rich kid's house. So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are officially... hold on. This is saying she's hasn't had the baby. She's in labor.
It's a boy. We're getting the announcements on text.
Yeah. All right. Harry was with his wife when she gave birth. The baby weighed 7 pounds, 3 ounces. I am not seeing a name.
They haven't announced it just yet.
They announced... Oh, and by the way, so we thought that maybe we hadn't heard about the pregnancy until a little later on. Turns out they announced it in October. It just feels like it was a whirlwind. I guess because we went, you know, we had Christmas in between. Anyway, congratulations. The baby is here. It's a boy!
7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Fantastic. And it's a royal. It was born with a little crown on its head and a silver spoon in its mouth.
The title of the kid, from what I understand right now, it's, if it's a boy, it's going to be a lord.
Oh.
It's a girl, it'll be a lady.
Lord Baby.
Oh. Right, Lord
of Sussex.
Baby. That's right.
What?
Well, one of the things we didn't talk about on Game of Thrones last night is someone had sex with a knight.
Yes.
Oh. Spoiler alert. I don't want to say anymore. I won't say anymore.
He tried. He tried.
What?
He tried to change it up, but, you know, the pull of Cersei is just too... It's too much.
It was a knight having sex with a knight, right?
Yep. Two knights knocking it out. No big deal.
She should have ended up with a red beard.
Would have loved her forever.
Yeah.
It's always the way. You girls.
I did think that it was very sweet. But another thing that I thought was interesting... Because she's obviously told Euron Greyjoy that the baby in her belly is his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, right.
So will he not be suspicious when suddenly the brother who's been up in Winterfell all this time knows about that particular thing?
Oh, you think that conversation will happen?
Well,
it happened already, didn't it?
No, not in front of Euron.
No, Euron was standing there.
Yeah, Tyrion said it.
Tyrion said it to Cersei as he's standing down low and she's standing up high. He was like, you know, that baby, you just think about, you know, that baby could have a life. Mm-hmm. Or you could burn in dragon fire.
Mm.
That was a hardcore scene, man.
Yeah, it was.
That whole thing. But I did think to myself, oh, this is great. Now she's going to be in trouble with that guy. It's not his baby. Come on. Come on.
So sad.
Oh,
Dracarys.
Anyway, sorry, I shouldn't have even brought that up. You were saying stuff.
I'm going to be saying stuff all morning. Feel free to jump in whenever you want to, Vinny. It's why this show works.
What about knights? Oh, we're talking about the baby, the English baby.
Yes.
Right.
And what it will be. It's a little lord. Little Lord Fauntleroy. Or whatever that
little spoiled brat.
Well, maybe they won't spoil it, Vinny. Maybe they'll be the best parents ever.
We'll see.
Are you going to talk about the Kentucky Derby?
I'm not.
Okay,
no.
Then I'm going to do this story. The Kentucky Derby has been around for 145 years. On Saturday, it made history in the bad way, not in the good way. It's very controversial. I don't know much about horse racing. I only know the stories I hear about the abuses that some of the horses suffer.
You know more than most of us do.
Well, I certainly wouldn't know, you know, what the strategy. It seems to me the strategy in winning a horse race is run as fast as you can.
Right.
Go! And, you know, have just a tiny little rider on you. Lighten the load. I don't know. I don't know much about it. But for the first time in more than 50 years, the fastest horse, you know, the one that got across the finish line first, did not win. That horse's name is Maximum Security. And this horse was disqualified because he swerved into the path of two other horses. So tell me what you found in your
research. I have an explanation of Maximum Security's historic disqualification. And this is Jerry Bailey and Randy Moss on NBC Sports.
Oh,
here it is.
All right. Over. I guess, what, you just have to stay in your lane, man?
Yeah, exactly. Neither of them seem to be doing it.
I wouldn't call that a swerve. I would call that just, you know, you're running, you're out in front, and
And it's wet, too, so it's kind of sloppy. You know, it's hard for them to see their lanes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're marked. I don't remember ever seeing marked. You're just running. I'm running for it. I'm in the lead, and I'm running. Okay, well, so enough people complained, I guess, in the pack that they reviewed it, and they spent 22 minutes looking into it, and then they upheld the objection and disqualified Maximum Security. Country House. Country House. What a great name for a horse. They named that horse the winner. Country House took the $1.86 million prize. Code of Honor came in second.
It's a big deal because so many people bet on that stuff.
It's true. And check this out. Country House, 65 to 1 odds.
Oh. So some people scored big.
Yeah, they did.
I always bet on stupid bets like that because those were the ones.
It's actually the second longest shot to win the Kentucky Derby. Back in 1913, some horse named Donnerail won with 91.5 to 1 odds. That's a ton of money for a
payout.
That's
nice, yeah.
So that means for a dollar bet, you get $65 back, right?
Don't start.
I'm just asking.
Do not start. It doesn't
don't
matter.
Start.
Yeah, I get some lady start. Bet $10 and won $650.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Solid. In 145 years, only one other Kentucky Derby winner has been disqualified. That was in 1968. A horse named Dancer's Image won, but was stripped because he failed a post-race drug test.
Mm.
But this happened on site, so they're saying it's historic. It's the only time it's happened, right after the race. For breaking the rules.
I'm not into it.
Well, horse racing is its own thing. There are people who are really into that stuff. And I guess the Derby kind of breaks through. And then if someone wins the Derby and the Preakness,
mm-hmm.
or whichever one is
the Preakness is coming up. I think Belmont
is the third one.
And then Kentucky Derby and Preakness is two weeks.
So, yeah. So if someone wins two of those and then they might win the Triple Crown, it starts to get raised in the public consciousness. But
I used to watch because we lived in Del Mar and would roll over there for the track for a day or whatever. But I actually feel bad for the animals.
Yeah, me too.
You should.
I don't like it.
Did you say you shouldn't?
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that's why they're trained and raised or whatever, but right. It just seems so awful.
At this level, it's probably a lot better for the horses, but man, on the fair circuit, forget it. Those horses are just, they're ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So Spider-Man,
yeah.
There's another one coming out.
That's right, 4th of July, everyone.
They're saying that this is the actual end of Endgame. This is the end of the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 3 that supposedly ended with Endgame, but I guess you've got to see this Spider-Man in order to truly have the end.
Well, of course they're going to say that, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a spoiler. Apparently there's a pretty serious spoiler in the trailer for this movie. So you got to make sure that you go and see, if you care, you got to go see Endgame before you get to this trailer. I guess the first trailer for this is Spider-Man Far From Home. It came out earlier this year. It doesn't contain any spoilers. Someone does say D-Wad in it, though, which is excellent.
Bless you.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Someone says D-Wad in the trailer, you mean? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this movie comes out in July. This next trailer is going to hit the internet anytime now, so consider yourself warned. Do not watch it if you have not seen Endgame yet. Apparently, they're saying there's a major spoiler in it.
All right.
I don't know what it could possibly be.
I'm dying to see Endgame. I've actually, because I've gotten through all of them now, I'm very interested to see how this thing ends.
What are your plans? Are you going to go see it soon?
I don't want
it to get spoiled for you, Vinny.
I don't want it to either, but I don't know. I just haven't had time. It's baseball season, don't you know?
It is.
I mean, T-ball season.
Oh, your kid's baseball.
Yes.
So I was going to say, it is baseball season.
I'm a little busy with that.
Anybody watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
I didn't even see any clips.
Yeah, it was good. So Adam Sandler came back. It's his first time back on the show in 24 years. He was, very, I love him. He's great. He was very funny. He brought back Opera Man. I don't know if you remember that from during the news. He brought Chris Rock. He did a song in his opening monologue called, I Got Fired.
From SNL. Right.
And then Chris Rock came out and was like, yeah, I got fired. And they sang a song together called We Got Fired. And he said something along the lines of like, unfortunately, I've only made $4 billion at the box office since then. Did you happen to grab any of that?
I did.
All right.
Let me load it up real quick.
Yeah, he's unique in that way. That production company he prints money.
Yeah, he does. He did a 4-picture deal with Netflix. I don't know how many in he is now. I've never watched any of them, but he had a run there. I mean, between Billy Madison and The Waterboy and
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, those are all great movies.
And those movies are on every single weekend.
Yeah.
every weekend those movies are on, no, whatever channel. Just, you know, TBS, USA, all those upper channels.
Oh. Man, I want his mailbox must be stuffed with those checks.
I know, those royalty checks must just keep on rolling in.
Gosh.
The guy who never has to work again. They did a really funny bit called the Sandler Family Reunion, where at first I was thinking, oh, they all are just trying to be like him. But then I realized, oh, no, the joke is this is where he got all his material from. All his various characters are each represented by someone who kind of looks like them. It was pretty funny. Shawn Mendes actually was, he was the musical guest, so he was one of the people in that skit. Uh-huh. He was doing some.
How was he? Did he performed,
good.
Obviously.
He was really good. He did one of the songs, he just sat at the piano and played it.
And then he played the hit, right?
And he played the brand new one, right?
That song is a hit.
It is. It's really good. So he also ended the episode. I don't know if you guys have ever heard his Chris Farley tribute song. Excuse me. I think that
not.
We played it on the air one time.
I don't remember it.
Must have been part of an album or a special or something, but he played that, stood there with the acoustic
Maybe
guitar.
I have
and played
heard
that.
It then.
So it goes on quite
that
long.
It is so sweet.
It is sweet. He talks about how he, you know, how his dad cried at his funeral. Oh. I mean, it's like pretty long and, you know, it's funny at times, but it's pretty real at times too.
Heavy. Remember that last appearance? Chris looked so ill.
He looked like he was about to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Just red in
and
the face.
And they were all
sweaty.
Watching that happen. So that'd be painful.
Yes. Very sad. So, do you have any of that opening monologue song?
I sure do.
This is him and Chris Rock, right?
Yeah, it starts off with mostly him.
Okay.
Oh!
So there were guest appearances by Kristen Wiig and Jimmy Fallon came by.
That's actually really, really funny.
Let's let him finish this right here.
Oh, okay. Pete Davidson, that actually reminds me. I think on Friday night, you know, because you know how it's really hard to pick a show to watch. Everybody sits there and has their opinion, and people are vetoing this and that. So after 20 minutes of that, I'm like, oh, you know what? We should watch The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So we watched that with my parents and our whole, the 10 of us watching it. And that's fun.
What's your review?
Fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Ridiculous, stupid, totally fun. I actually stayed awake for the whole thing, which I thought for sure, who cares what we watch, because I will be asleep 5 minutes later. But it was really good. And Pete Davidson's on it, and he's terrible. But it's still funny.
What is he? Who does he play?
Like the record rep or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the record rep.
A&R guy.
Right, that Vince Neil boned his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then the real guy somewhere said, he still hasn't apologized for doing that to me. Like, why would he?
Right. He doesn't even remember doing it, dude.
Right. Sheesh.
I thought it was really, it's just funny. I mean, it's so dumb, but it's, I
drug,
really
sex,
it.
And rock and roll.
Drug, sex, exactly and rock and roll. Is. That's all it is. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Space tourism makes the news.
All right.
If I told you a couple was having sex on a sidewalk, which state would you guess that was in?
Florida.
Yes. Yeah. After these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Can you do that?
Ooh.
That whole...
Oh, no. He does like a really cool... almost yodely thing in that,
yeah,
in
it.
That song. I can't.
I think
yodel
you can.
At all.
You can do it, Sarah.
No, I can't do it.
You got it. You got this.
You've got it better than
I
do. You just keep on going.
Okay.
That was it. You just did it. It's perfect. God, you're amazing.
Sometimes you can't stop her, and sometimes you can't get her started. Sheesh.
Well, it's Monday.
Oh, look how high you're getting on that. Oh.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I think we're just going to do the news.
The Radio Alice
Happy
Report.
Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Was that me singing the Jane song?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, someone, a texter wrote in and said, Let me see if I can find it.
That's it. Well, he does a nice little.
Yeah.
Oh, who are you? Did it? That was nice.
Oh,
do it with the mic on. Do it with the mic on.
And making the world.
Oh, you did it!
Nice.
That was good. Yodel.
408 writes, God forbid Jane takes a job in a market like Phoenix or Houston. She couldn't dress like that. She'd have a heat stroke.
Yeah, she'd be sweating that goth makeup right off her face.
Jane's going, if she goes anywhere, she's going national, people. Don't worry. She's not going down market.
No. Mm-mm.
She's going up market.
And to the moon,
she'll
Alice.
Just wear her big hat that she wears when she goes to all the places.
Well, she's got
to
keep her arms and legs covered up because no goth has a suntan.
Right.
That's for sure.
God forbid that glossy white skin freckle.
No, she's like. She's like carved
perfect.
A model.
Right.
A marble.
Right.
Or model.
A marble model.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. This Alice report is brought to you by.
Sponsor?
Yes. This report is brought to you by the San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Oh. Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free.
Oh.
That's the San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Mention Alice and you'll get a free membership.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. You mention an Alice everywhere you go, please.
Right.
Make that happen.
At least six big tech companies are scheduled to go public this year, and it looks like California, the state of California, is going to get paid.
Oh, yeah? What happens?
I don't know. That's the question. What happens with all the money?
Yeah, why does it?
Oh, there's taxes to be paid.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what do we do with the dough?
I don't know. Let's, fix the roads, rebuild the bridges.
Save water. Find a way to save water.
Save all the water.
I've heard all this water we got, it doesn't matter. They don't know how to, they don't have a way to save it, so it'll just run off and
right into the ocean.
And then, you know, next year when we're like, what? We're
let
in a
all
drought
that water
and
just
all
go
that
by.
Water's gone. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should have like rain capture. We've talked about this before.
Right.
It only recently became legal to capture rain at your house. It's ridiculous.
So next time you talk to Gavin.
Oh, sure. I'll bring it up with him.
Make some suggestions. Yeah. That'd be great.
He loves listening to my suggestions.
I'm sure he comes over for jam nights and stuff, right?
No, he's never been to my house.
What?
Pullman, has he ever been to your house?
Not to my
house. You never had him in that little 400 square foot apartment
No.
of yours? That he's too big for that place, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
All his people, security detail.
His head.
You said it, not me.
I love him.
Jeff Bezos, he's the Amazon guy.
Yeah.
He owns a rocket company called Blue Origin.
Mm.
And it looks like they successfully completed another test launch of its space tourism rocket.
Oh.
There was no crew on board, but it took off from a test site in Texas last Thursday. And it went well.
And so what?
It could be one of, let's see. Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket, this 11th uncrewed test, could be one of the last ones before the company starts selling tickets and sending its first customers to space.
Does it just go up into space and then come back down and somehow land safely somewhere? Like, what exactly does this space tourism trip entail?
I don't have it.
Will I get my own spacesuit?
Blue Origin said earlier this year that they want New Shepard to be open for business in 2019.
Oh, well, I guess maybe they're on track for that. They need to do some
Looks like, okay, I do have it. It says, it looks like they'll send passengers straight up to more than 62 miles above the Earth.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
They say that's the line frequently used to define the beginning of outer space. Mm. People will experience a few minutes of weightlessness before the capsule begins its descent. It's like the ultimate roller coaster.
Right.
Most of the information about the trip, though, is kept under wraps as the competition is on.
Sure. They're not the only ones trying to get people to pay them to shoot them into space.
Right.
Does it say how it comes back down? Is it under its own control?
It doesn't. New Shepard, though, will help Blue Origin compete directly with Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic, which is another one hoping to send people into space very soon.
Right.
No thanks.
Oh, really?
I don't.
I'm afraid I would barf when I got weightless, but I would love to experience that. I think about it all the time. I read so much sci-fi that just being weightless seems like it would be super cool, man.
That's a trip to nowhere.
Yeah, but you get to be weightless. And you can look back at the Earth and, you know, see the whole thing. I mean, actually, maybe you can't at 62 miles. You'd certainly see some curvature.
Try a trampoline.
Though. Nah.
Can you get a little up there?
It makes me pee.
Oh, boy.
I wet my pants, you know. Old lady.
A lucky lottery player in the East Bay claimed a scratcher's ticket worth $1 million last week.
Oh, my God.
It looks like the Precious Jewels scratcher is paying. It was purchased at Safeway in Antioch.
$1 million.
That's a $10 ticket that's paying out $1 million. I never do the scratchers.
I like scratchers. I do them once in a while.
I do those, the lottery, the Powerball and the Mega, but.
Yeah. Scratchers are fun. It's instant, you know. Instant losing, usually for me. Sometimes I get a free ticket.
There's a fort. Have you ever done it on a sidewalk?
No. You mean just like walked out? Oh, I thought you were saying scratched your ticket.
No.
Nope, I take it home. No, I've never done it on a sidewalk. It doesn't seem comfortable.
Have you ever done it on a sidewalk, Yuzi?
I don't think so.
What about you, Vinny? You ever done it on a sidewalk?
Never have completed the task on a sidewalk.
Hooman,
no.
Bryn, sidewalk action?
Not no, sidewalk, no, but outdoor, sure.
Yeah, I've done like bushes and stuff.
There's a 46-year-old.
In the bushes?
Yeah, in the, like on a mountaintop.
Oh.
In the bushes on a mountaintop.
Two separate times.
Once
two
in
different
bushes.
Guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same
so you
day?
Hike to the top of you hike up to the top of a mountain and you're just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful here, do me? Or was that the
I think it was more that there was no place else to go.
Oh.
That's figured. Why those things
at least
occurred.
We can see people coming. We're on top of the mountain.
So what about the people?
Wait a
in
minute.
Florida?
But so how's that happen? Is that standing?
Nope.
You lay back?
Mm-hmm.
On your back.
Mm-hmm.
In the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Things you do when you're kids, Vin.
I know.
Well, not kids. I mean, you weren't a kid, were you?
Teens.
Oh, boy.
Horny people, those teenagers.
I know, terrible.
46-year-old guy, not a teenager.
No.
Named Gary Hill and a woman named Crystal Francis from Key West, Florida. Last Monday night. Around 9 p.m., they drank a bunch of vodka and decided to do it right there.
Oh, my God. Great decision.
So there they were.
Just
getting it on.
On a random Florida sidewalk?
On a public sidewalk right in front of police headquarters.
Oh. Did they not notice that police headquarters was right there?
Someone told the police, you know there's two people doing it on your doorstep, right? Mm.
They
stepped outside and tripped over Gary Hill and Crystal Francis, who were in the process of doing it.
Oh.
Oh.
Bad
no, I was like, what's he playing?
Where are we going?
Oh. Good for them, you know? Love.
Passion.
Romance.
So the police go out front. They see Crystal and Gary doing it.
They pull him off her.
When the cop confronted.
Oh, he just
Gary,
stepped near them and was like, hey, you guys, you know.
Guys.
What are you doing?
Right. He said, quote, I'm horny. She was giving it up to me right then and there. And he tried to brush it off as a Key West moment. I'm having a Key West moment.
Oh.
Which I guess is a thing. I don't know.
I wouldn't know what a Key West, but now I know. So if you find yourself on the sidewalk doing it, you're having a Key West moment.
The policeman said no.
Yeah.
He was arrested for indecent exposure. Crystal was so drunk that she needed to be taken to the hospital.
Oh. Wow.
She'll be facing charges when she's able, but
she's going to wake up and be like, well, I did what now?
Right.
With who?
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
Is that whom? That's whom, right? With whom?
Yeah.
Right.
Object of a preposition, I think, is
I
a whom.
Don't confuse
not
me.
Positive, though.
It's a sound thing for me.
Right. Of whom, to whom, with whom. I'm not positive. It's been so long since I was in school.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is a state away, but close enough to Florida.
Mm.
There's a segue for you. We're gonna jump Georgia.
Sure, we're gonna go to anybody.
We're in Myrtle.
All right.
Okay.
I'm following you. I'm with you.
A Myrtle Beach woman had quite a surprise this week when she found a 6.5-foot alligator at the front door of her home.
Uh-oh. She let it in.
She thought it was the coolest thing that could ever possibly happen to anyone, as the alligator reached up and rang the doorbell.
What?
And you say, no, that doesn't happen. Here is a picture of the alligator ringing her doorbell.
Huh. Well, so is he just trying to get in? He's climbing. She's got some kind of like a sort of a tiered planter there climbing up on.
The reptile damaged the shelves on her walkway and left scratches on her home, but didn't break the hurricane window in her door. So
that's good.
She called and had wildlife remove the wildlife officials remove the gator and.
I thought you were going to say she went outside to play with it. Like she's, you know,
or invited it in.
Right. Come on in. You rang the doorbell, for God's sake.
Ring her doorbell.
Mm. How funny. There's actually video of it.
Yeah.
Well, we all have those now. The cameras, they're everywhere.
Yeah. That looks like someone standing on the sidewalk doing it. Just kidding. Right. You know, throw back to the last story.
Doing it.
I don't know. That's what you do in sidewalks, apparently.
Apparently.
Have a Key West moment.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a lot of these. By the way, it's Jackie.
Oh, it is Jackie.
A bunch of people have written in and said that's one of the ways you can spell Jackie.
I like Jacqui.
Well, that's what it looks like. Or what is that? What is? Oh, no, that's Jamiroquai.
Did Jamiroquai write to us this morning?
Jackie is short for Jacqueline. I know two people who spell their name that way, and it's short for Jacqueline. Okay. Well, Jackie in New York, what's up?
Hey, Jackie.
Thanks for writing. You know the horse race where there was a winner that was then disqualified?
The Kentucky Derby.
And the second place?
Country House won.
510 says, people that had winning tickets threw them away once their horse Country blah blah lost. They're pissed off.
I'll bet they are.
They realize now they'd have gotten paid. They had a
you need
country
your
home to win.
Mm-hmm.
Got to show that ticket.
You do.
I bet the trash cans were.
I bet they were.
Unloaded all over
everywhere,
the place.
Right.
408 says, the fact that Spider-Man is alive to have a new movie alone is a spoiler.
Oh.
Kind of, right?
That's
yes.
true, yeah.
Good point.
I wouldn't know. I didn't even know he was in the Avengers.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't really know who's the members.
The young kid that plays him now is actually really good. He's
he
got a kind of a neat little rapport with Rodney, or not Rodney.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.
Rodney Dangerfield?
they got a neat rapport. He's sort of fatherly towards him.
Is that the kid that was... That Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man made a 1 minute cameo in his. This is this series
Yes.
of. Okay.
Exactly right.
What did he get? $10 million for that? It's a pretty good payday.
Well, that kid is super talented. What's that dance show on MTV where they have those dance off things? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Or VH1? Mm-hmm. Anyone? The like lip sync battle stuff?
Oh.
Anyway, he did that and he was like super impressive.
Mm. Is that where he was discovered and
no,
made into Spider-Man?
He was in a different film. His name is Tom Holland, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have heard that name.
He got his start in...
There's so many Spider-Men now. It's like a whole army of them.
Yeah.
Seems like every time you turn around, there's a new one.
415 says, that Tinder story is the norm. 95% of men online are horrible.
Mm.
Not exaggerating. Was awful.
It was terrible. He made comments about her dress.
Like,
and
man, you matched with her, but you don't have to... You could just leave it.
Right.
Sheesh.
Did you see the movie The Impossible?
No.
That's with Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts when the tsunami came. And
oh, maybe I did see that.
So Tom Holland was Naomi Watts' son in that.
Oh.
That's where he got discovered.
707 says, I was born in 1970 and my latest checkup showed I no longer had the immunity.
Oh.
I'm getting my second measles shot on Monday.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a thing, everyone. You're going to have to, unfortunately, due to the anti-vaxxers and measles being back, you're going to have to probably go get a booster.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a shot. I don't want the measles. Is it worse for you? You know how, like, if you get childhood diseases later in life, they're much worse for you?
Someone wrote in and said, oh, big deal. So you get a rash and a cough and a... Dude, I don't want any of it.
Yeah, I don't want it. And I certainly don't want to pass it to anyone.
Right.
Someone, you know, unvaccinated kid. Now I'm the one who gave it to him. No thanks.
Oh, this one's funny, but I can't read it. It's about Garza Blanca.
Oh, the...
I'll show
the place
it to you.
That we're, right. Listen, go to RadioAlice.com, get your mom or yourself or whoever, whatever mom in your life registered for our Best Mom Ever contest.
I think you only have till Wednesday at 10
a.m. Oh, all right. Well, get on the stick, everybody.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with George Clooney.
Oh, how's his perfect life going?
I'll tell you. He's winning, man.
I bet.
And then watching superhero films can boost confidence and reduce anxiety and... Brie Larson was going to be a pop star before she became Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yep. I know. It was a surprise to me, too. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.